Good day, and welcome to the establishment of the joint Russian POS finance bank between Sberbank of Russia and Tsetelim conference call. For your information, today's conference is being recorded. Today's conference will be hosted by Anton Karmsin, Deputy Chairman of the Board and CFO of Sberbank, and Andrei Leikov, CEO of Tsetelim. Our first speaker today will be Anton Karmsin. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello. We also have our head of strategy, executive board member and senior vice president, Mr. Denis Bukurov, with us. Welcome to our conference. And as Mr. Bukurov was amongst the members of the executive board, was spearheading this effort of creating this joint venture, for us it would be mostly appropriate to let him do the introductory words, and then we will open it up for your questions. So, Denis, please.
Good day, everybody. I will say a few brief comments in the beginning. You are well aware that we have for some time been trying to develop a presence for Sberbank in the point-of-sale consumer lending space. We explored a number of options. At one point in time, we were considering acquisition of a major player in the sector. That transaction did not happen. We considered a greenfield entry into the sector and deemed that to be financially unattractive because we believe it would have taken too long and wouldn't have given us enough critical mass. And we have announced a bit more than a year ago that we have reached an agreement with BNP to form a joint venture on the basis of their Tsetelim operation in Russia. I'm happy to announce that that joint venture is now complete, and as of last Friday, Sberbank is a 70% beneficiary of the Tsetelim operation in Russia. Prior to last Friday, a very significant amount of work has been undertaken to restructure that business and make it fully compliant with what we see are the objectives of the joint venture. We're very happy to report that that has gone smoothly, faster than expected and under budget. And we are therefore very happy that we are kicking off our presence in the consumer lending space in time for the seasonal demand that this sector typically experiences in the autumn and early winter months. Mr. Leikov, who is also present on the call, will be the CEO, or is already the CEO of Tsetelim in Russia. Mr. Leikov has spent the last several years with us at Sberbank as an advisor to our CEO, Mr. Greff, focusing on developing our efforts in the POS space. Prior to that, Mr. Leikov was the CEO of Home Credit in Russia and has essentially built up the operation from a very humble beginning to a what is now a market leader in the segment. I think we've sent around a fairly detailed presentation which has lots of facts, so I'm not going to read through that, and we're very happy to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask the question. We will be taking our first question. Our first question comes from Eugene Tarzimanov of Moody's. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Eugene Tarzimanov from Moody's here. Could you please clarify what, kind of eventually 2 years from now, what part of the loan book should be secured, i.e. kind of car loans or other surety, and what part is likely to be kind of more aggressive, higher yield, unsecured part? Thank you.
And this is the question that relates to just the balance sheet of this joint venture, not the overall portfolio of the Sberbank. Do I understand this right?
That is correct, yes.
Well, we agreed with our partner from BNP Paribas Personal Finance that we will have four main products in our joint venture. The first main product is a typical point of sales credit loan directly through the merchants when the customer should buy under this loan some electronic goods, equipment like TV, refrigerator, and usually this credit loan is uncollateral. The second main product, we will cross-sell for our existing customer, which already used our point-of-sales loan. We will propose for them the credit card product and the cash loan, only for the database which we will have in our balance sheet of the joint venture. And the fourth product, it's a car financing, which we are planning to distribute directly through the car dealers. And, of course, this type of product will be collateralized until the customer will repay all this loan against this product. And if we're talking about the split of the portfolio, we are planning that in the nearest future we will have maybe approximately 50% of the car financing in our balance sheet, and the rest it will be point of sale, the credit card, and the cash loans.
Okay, thank you very much.
We will now take a question from Ekaterina Izeva of KPW. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Just to, if you could clarify first on sort of the accounting method for the joint venture, whether it's going to be proportional consolidation, equity method, and the impact on earnings and capital. And then the second question, if you could just provide us a little bit more information in terms of on the loan book and the kind of margins you expect from this product. Thank you.
Yes, the answer to the first question is that the impact on the capital is going to be pretty much negligible. It's less than 10 basis points in the capital adequacy ratio. We basically wouldn't want to be as specific on the margins as of now, but because this is going to be a publicly offered product, you will see that as the news of the product line are going to be released gradually. The basic parameters that we have set for ourselves, of course, the ROE of the business should be exceeding strategic target of 20%, of above 20%, as a result of the first 3-4 years of our operation of the GV already, A, and B, that we will be sticking to our long-standing standards of responsible lending, and we're therefore going to be offering visibly lower rates than the overall POS industry has in the market in Russia. That will still ensure healthy marginality for us.
Okay, great, thank you. And just in terms of the loan book, I mean, just if you could just confirm roughly the size, I expect it wouldn't add so much in terms of Sber's current numbers, but just roughly.
Well, if we're talking about the present day-to-day, the portfolio is approximately 8 billion rubles because this operation was starting from the 16th May of this year. It's only 3.5 months of operation.
And in terms of the targets, it should be showing the growth rate comparable to what we see in other retail products.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Ellen Webborn of Societe Generale. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. It's Alan Webborn from SocGen. Thanks for the call. Most appreciated. Clearly, if you're going to get to 25% market share, you're going to have to take share from other people and quite aggressively. And I guess that's what I'm interested in. I mean, you just responded to say that the target growth rates would be similar to those in other retail products. I mean, surely it's going to be a lot higher even if the market's growing by about 25%, because clearly there's a lot of share to be taken if you're going to achieve that. So I wonder how you feel about your ability to manage what's going to be probably very high loan growth over a period of years. Otherwise, you simply won't get to that 25% market share that you're targeting. And secondly, I guess it's to think about the relationship with the existing Sparebank customers. It seems clear in the marketplace that the specialist POS lenders are moving more towards cash loans, and clearly you're going to be competing with them on all fronts in the joint venture. But you've also got a very large reservoir of Sparebank customers who will want these sorts of products, and I guess at the moment are taking cash loans in order to finance these purchases. So how do you feel about the possible cannibalization and how the structure of retail lending in Russia is going to move forward now that your own clients that are principally cash loan consumers potentially are going to have much more choice in terms of where they go? Thanks.
Hi, this is Denis Bugov again. I mean, I think you should take these. Thank you for the question. I'll take it in chunks. One, obviously, mathematically, you are correct. We're starting from a fairly low base. Settlem has been in operation in Russia for over 5 years. They have 4.5% market share. In terms of the JV itself, as I mentioned, there was a restructuring period that took place, and therefore only the loans from the date that Mr. Likov mentioned are quote-unquote part of the JV, and therefore the growth is going to be much higher than the 20 to 25% we see for this market segment by definition. Now, that being said, you have to take the segment in context. Basically, I mean, the sector as of end of last year was sub 200 billion rubles in terms of total loans outstanding. If you take point of sale only, that is tiny versus the overall loan market and is reasonably negligible vis-a-vis Sberbank's broader loan book. That being said, this segment is very important because it churns through itself a very significant number of customers. Anywhere from 6 and according to some estimates more million people will take out a point of sale loan every year, and it has historically been a very important vehicle for customer acquisition for the specialist banks, and the estimates are that more than 35 million people have taken out a loan in total. In fact, I need to correct myself. The 6 million people are the people at any given point in time. But since these loans are actually low duration loans, then the annual throughput is much closer to 20 million per annum. So 20 million people go through this machine for a point of sale consumer lending every year. We at Sberbank feel it would be negligent for us not to be present in such an important channel for customer acquisition, and therefore we have strategically chosen to be present here. In terms of conflict with the broader Sberbank customer proposition portfolio, we actually see that there's very little to none. One, by being present in the point of sale space, we're serving to people's needs for quote-unquote instant purchase finance. That is a distinct need. It is not met by other products like credit cards and or installment loans. Human psychology, human psychology just works in a way that this kind of financing is appealing to people. The cross sell that we will offer
through the JV on the credit card and cash loan space. It will be strictly limited to JV customers only, acquired through the point of sale channel. The JV will not proactively seek to cross-sell any products to customers outside of the JV customer base. And so, frankly, there is no cannibalization in the market. And also, because of the nature of the point of sale space, the margins on these loans are typically higher than the margins on branch-based products. So even if you adjust for the 70% economic interest that we have in the JV, our firm believes that economically this will be net very beneficial for Sberbank. So we actually see very little conflict to manage. In fact, we see we are filling a fairly meaningful gap that has historically been in our market presence and something that opened us up to competition because competition had a vehicle for rapid customer acquisition.
Okay. Could you just explain why you chose to keep the Settlem brand? I mean, Settlem does a lot of white labeling in other markets in the world, and clearly, you know, the Sberbank brand is, you know, far better known than the Settlem one in Russia. And could you just explain why you did that?
We feel that there is a lot of value from a market positioning standpoint and customer perception to keep operation, the core Sberbank operation and the point of sale operation, branded distinctly and differently, and we've done research to this effect. And Settlem is a good point of sale consumer lending brand with an established commercial platform behind it. It's green like the Sberbank brand, and therefore we felt it made sense to keep it. And we're very happy that you can.
Our next question comes from Bob Commerce of Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi. I have a quick question just to understand the size of the business. So 25% market share in U.S. loans in 3-4 years out. That would give about 60 billion rubles, right, in portfolio. And then there's 50% of the portfolio is going to be car loans. So the total size of the business should be about 1 to 20 billion rubles, say, 3 years out. Is that correct, or is that, am I going completely wrong?
Roughly correct.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Just wanted to verify. Thanks.
Thank you.
We will now take a question from Sam Goodack of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Magdalena Stokosa at Morgan Stanley. Two quick questions. One is about your funding commitment to the JV. How much funding are you actually providing for that 8 billion existing book, and what's the arrangement going forward? And my second question, I suppose I'm following from Alan's question regarding the competition and the target to increase the market share so much over the next kind of 3 to 4 years. And I suppose it's a question to Mr. Likov, since he knows the industry so well. If you could give us, I suppose, your feel regarding how the competition currently stands and where you think from sort of which players in the market or sort of which space are you likely to gain the market share from over that 3-year view. Thank you.
Let me answer the funding question first. Sberbank will fund all of the JV's liquidity. That's very simple. There has been no funding commitment in place prior to the closing of the transaction. So we fund 100% of the JV liquidity needs as of this Monday.
And this is margin positive event, therefore we will be gladly providing that funding.
Yeah, it's at arm's length rates.
Of course, yes. And in terms of the market?
Yeah, in terms of the market, if you will see the history of the development point of sales business in Russia, the business started growing since 2000. There was the first main player in the market, famous bank Russian Standard, and after 2 years as the Russian Standard was monopolist in the market, the Czech group PPF started their operation on the brand of the Home Credit and Finance Bank. And if you will see the evolution of the market, the Russian Standard was so far away from other competitors several years, And today the situation was completely changed. The home credit today in terms of the point of sales business is player number one. The second player with the maybe similar percentage on the market, we should say, is OTP Bank. Maybe they're losing only 1% from the home credit and finance bank. There's two main leaders. And for last 3 or 4 years, the position of the leaders, bank number one in this segment, was changed several times. And we see the opportunity for us, based on the experience of the Citylim around the Europe and based on the position of this Sberbank on the market and experience in terms of the management risk of this business, based on experience of the Citylim and this Sberbank, we see that we should have many benefits and many synergy to have joint business together with BNP Group. And we see the opportunity that this is target for us next 3 to 4 years to be market leader is reasonably achievable.
Our next question today comes from Geoffrey Elliott of Autonomous Research. Please go ahead.
Hello there. Could you give us an indication of why you think it takes 3 to 4 years to get to an ROE of 20% plus, and then what sort of earnings trajectory we should be thinking about over that period? How long does it take you to get to break even, for example?
Basically, the answers are very simple, and this is a rapid scale-up of operations and infrastructure. So that's why it takes a while. The JV is break-even as of end of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty. So one thing that I didn't say in my introduction, which I'd like to say now, which nobody's asking, there was some news reports today saying we paid 3.2 book for the JV. That's not true, because the newspaper inaccurately looked at the August 1 capital number, and there was a capital injection done 2 weeks prior to closing. So you have numbers on that at the beginning, at the end of our presentation, but the capital of the JV at closing stood at 6.4 billion rubles, and basically depending on how you account for deferred tax assets, we paid for the JV something between 1.04 and 1.13 book.
Thanks. And then just on the rapid ramp up, what sort of impact do you expect this to have on OPEX next year? How much do you think this JV adds to your group OPEX? Assuming, I guess, you're consolidating or proportionately consolidating this.
The effect will be negligible given the scale of growth of the JV's operations.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Olga Veselova of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. My first question is on slide 10. If you could help us understand what's the reason for structuring the deal via BNP Paribas Vostok. Why not own Citylim brand directly or via BNP Paribas Personal Finance?
It's a very simple answer. BNP operated under two legal entities in Russia, and the business was suboptimally distributed between the two legal entities. Therefore, we needed to clean that up and make sure the business was concentrated in one legal entity. For reasons that are far too technical and boring, we chose BNP Paribas Vostok as one of the two legal entities, and then there was a period between the beginning of this year and June where the operations, the IT, and the commercial activities were consolidated on the basis of this platform, and this platform is therefore became the platform for the business. The Citylim brand is being used by BNP Paribas Vostok under license from BNP Group.
Right. Okay. Fine. My second question is about cost. I understand your guidance that the impact on total cost will be negligible, but if you could possibly guide us in absolute terms, do you feel need to make investments and what size of these investments could be into the joint venture and when, possibly IT or some other investments?
The IT platform is provided by BNP Paribas, so there's no need to have significant investments into the IT platform. Sberbank will need to provide liquidity and capital to the JV in line with the portfolio growth and in proportion to its equity stake. But that's going to be the bulk of the investment that Sberbank is expected to make.
Do you expect to make such investments this and next year in terms of capital?
We are fine with capital until the end of the year.
End of year, clear.
Yeah, and final question. That's the reason why it was recapitalized prior to closing. So.
Right. Last question. Do you plan that JV will operate in Russia only or probably beyond Russia as well?
As of now, no plans exist to take the JV beyond Russia.
Clear. Excellent. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have no further questions at the moment. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We have a follow-up question from Ekaterina Izeva of KPW. Please go ahead.
Sorry, just a quick question. On the BNP Paribas Vostok balance sheet, is there anything else apart from the loan book?
It is squeaky clean.
Great. Okay, thank you.
We will now take a question from Hugo Swan of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks for the call. Sorry, I missed how you were going to account for this. Will it be consolidated with minority interest or some other method? Thank you.
It's of course a full consolidation because under IFRS, a 75% share is 70 share is consolidated.
All right. Thank you.
We have no further questions at this point of time.
Well, to that end, I'd like to thank everyone for your attention, and we'll welcome you at our following calls whenever we announce the results or any other events. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.